Week 3, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God high throned above, we, with many generations, join to praise thy name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. Psalm 67. Let God arise, let his foes be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away, like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God, they shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name, make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult in his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O Lord, for the poor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Psalm 67 continued. The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Salmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell for ever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high, you have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Saviour. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 67 concluded. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples, let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war, princes will make their way from Egypt, Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God, praise the Lord, who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel, his might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. I will listen to what the Lord has to say. He speaks of peace for his people. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26. Moses spoke to the people. He said, when you come to the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance, when you have taken possession of it and are living in it, you must set aside the first fruits of all the produce of the soil raised by you in the land that the Lord is giving you. You must put it in a pannier, and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to give his name a home. You must go to the priest then in office and say to him, today I declare to the Lord my God that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our fathers he would give us. The priest shall then take the pannier from your hand and lay it before the altar of the Lord your God. Then, in the sight of the Lord your God, you must make this pronouncement. My father was a wandering Aramean. He went down into Egypt to find refuge there, few in numbers. But there he became a nation, great, mighty, and strong. The Egyptians ill-treated us. They gave us no peace and inflicted harsh slavery on us. But we called on the Lord, the God of our fathers. The Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with mighty hand and outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us here, and gave us this land, a land where milk and honey flow. Here then I bring the first fruits of the produce of the soil that you, Lord, have given me. You must then lay them before the Lord your God, and bow down in the sight of the Lord your God. Then you are to feast on all the good things the Lord has given you, you and your household, and with you the Levite and the stranger who lives among you. In the third year, the tithing year, When you have finished reckoning the tithe of all your produce, and have given it to the Levite, the stranger, the orphan, and the widow, and they have eaten in your towns, and had their fill, you are to say in the sight of the Lord your God, I have cleared my house of all that was consecrated. Yes, I have given it to the Levite, the stranger, the orphan, and the widow, in accordance with all the commandments you laid on me, not going beyond your commandments, not forgetting them. I have not eaten any bread of mourning, I have consumed nothing that was unclean, I have offered nothing to the dead. I have obeyed the voice of the Lord my God, and I have done all that you commanded me. Look down from the dwelling place of your holiness from heaven, and bless your people Israel, and the soil you have given us, as you swore to our fathers, a land where milk and honey flow. The Lord your God today commands you to observe these laws and customs. You must keep and observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have today made this declaration about the Lord, that he will be your God, but only if you follow his ways, keep his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and listen to his voice. And the Lord has today made this declaration about you, that you will be his very own people as he promised, but only if you keep all his commandments. Then, for praise and renown and honour, he will set you high above the nations he has made, and you will be a people consecrated to the Lord, as he promised. A reading from the Longer Rules of St. Basil the Great. What words can adequately describe the gifts of God which are so many as to be innumerable, and so excellent that one alone is sufficient to make us render all thanks to the giver? But the supreme benefit of creation we could not pass over, even if we wished. To be silent about it is absolutely impossible for any man with a sound mind and reasoning power, but to speak of it worthily is still more impossible. For God made man in his image and likeness, deemed him worthy of knowledge of himself, equipped him with reason beyond all other creatures, allowed him to luxuriate in the inconceivable beauties of paradise, made him ruler of all earthly things. Then, when he had been deceived by the serpent, and had fallen into sin, and through sin into death, and what follows from it, God did not neglect him. First, God gave man a law to aid him, set angels to guard him and care for him, sent prophets to reprove vice and teach virtue. By threats he frustrated the impulses of vice, by promises he stirred up men's zeal for goodness. By the frequent examples of many persons who served as a warning for others, he made clear in advance the end of virtue and of vice. And to crown these, and other mercies of the same kind, God was not estranged from mankind who persisted in disobedience. For we were not neglected by the goodness of the Master, nor even did we hinder his love towards us, though we had insulted our benefactor by callous indifference to his gifts. On the contrary, we were called back from death and made alive again by our Lord Jesus Christ himself. In Christ also, the manner of beneficence is even more marvellous, for, being in the form of God, he thought it not a prize to be on an equality with God, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. Moreover, he took on our weakness, and bore our diseases, and was wounded on our behalf, that by his stripes we may be healed. And he redeemed us from the curse, having become a curse on our behalf, and underwent the most dishonourable death, that he might bring us to the life of glory. And he was not content merely to quicken us when we were dead, but he bestowed the dignity of divinity, and prepared eternal resting places, surpassing all human thought in the greatness of their delight. What then shall we render to the Lord for all the benefits which he has bestowed upon us? He is so good as to ask no recompense, but is content merely with being loved in return for his gifts. When I think of all this, let me speak freely of my personal feelings, I fall into a fearful shuddering and terror, lest, perchance, through carelessness of mind or absorption in vain things, I should fall from the love of God and become a reproach to Christ. Responsory from Psalm 102. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. He redeems me from the grave, he crowns me with love and compassion. He loves me and sacrifices himself for me. He redeems me from the grave, he crowns me with love and compassion. Let us pray. All-powerful, ever-living God, direct our steps in the way of your love, so that our whole life may be fragrant with all we do in the name of Jesus, your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.